Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for August 15th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. President Donald Trump is now hinting at a personal meeting with President Xi of China over the protests in Hong Kong and also the trade war. In a recent tweet, Trump said that he believed a personal meeting with his Chinese counterpart, President Xi, could help resolve the ongoing protest in Hong Kong and also find a conclusion to the ongoing trade war. Trump said, "I know President Xi of China very well. He's a great leader who very much has the respect of his people. He is also a good man in a tough business." He went on to say, "I have zero doubt that if President Xi wants to quickly and humanely solve the Hong Kong problem, he can do it. Personal meeting? Question mark." In a story by Fox Business News, it says, "Well, the president noted a personal meeting could assist in diminishing tensions in Hong Kong, where protesters stormed the area's busiest airport. He also suggested the country deal with the violence before tackling the ongoing trade dispute with the U.S. President Trump is asking Japan to purchase U.S. farm products as the two nations seek a small trade deal, including agriculture. Trump asked the Japanese Prime Minister Abe to buy a huge amount of U.S. wheat and soybeans as negotiations continue. That's according to Reuters. Japan and the U.S. are hoping to have an agreement by September on trade issues, including tariffs on U.S. beef and the automobile sector. The EPA's recent announcement to grant ethanol production waivers to 31 oil refining companies is another nail in the coffin. That is according to the North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney. Watney said this administration has said they support renewable fuel production and have shown some support by adding E15 year-round. But the problem is the waivers they have granted take all the gain and more away from the ethanol production and usage. On Wednesday's edition of Farm Talk, Mick Hare talked with Ann Steckel of the National Farmers Union in Washington, D.C. She is the biofuels advisor. She also echoed concern about the administration and the EPA's decision to issue small refiner waivers.
"And it's absolutely outrageous, some of the decisions that this administration has made being very anti-ethanol. The granting of these waivers affect not only the ethanol industry, but the biodiesel industry, and really cut out the amount of volumes that are going to be mandated to be used. And so it's really a way of kind of backdooring the program. The renewable fuel standard is a statute, the law that was passed saying you have to blend a certain amount of renewable fuels. And by granting all these small refinery exemptions, EPA is really subverting the will of Congress in giving all these breaks to refiners under the guise that they have financial hardship. And it's absolutely outrageous. And so, you know, the Farmers Union is at the point right now where we have always supported ethanol and biodiesel. And we're taking a proactive manner and an approach with this lawsuit because we're sick of playing defense."
Again, that was Ann Steckel of the National Farmers Union in Washington, D.C. This is Inside Agriculture.